What up, everyone? Today I'm going to talk about what does financial freedom bring me and how Bitcoin has helped me get that. Now, first and foremost, guys, I am by no means fully financially free. I still need to work a job. I still need to, you know, do 9 to 5, 5 days a week. You know, it's not fun. I'm not saying I figured it all out because I definitely have not. I'm still trying to find my North Star. But I do think for my age, I've done decently well by making the right decisions and setting the proper foundation. Now, I think the first thing when I think about financial freedom is it's different for everyone. So like some people, they look at financial freedom like, as long as I have $10,000 and I go to Thailand or Vietnam or, you know, a third world country and I can get through for a couple of years, that's financial freedom for me. Because I can do what I want when I want, and maybe I'll have to live in some hostels or buy some melons at the side of the road. That's freedom, though, for me, because I can do what I want when I want, even though and maybe not have the most up-to-date infrastructure, and maybe the safety may not be as good, but generally you're able to do what you want when you want. So you can be like financially free for $2,000 a month in Mexico, Central, South America, or Southeast Asia. In New York, Chicago, LA, even Arizona now, you probably need between $5,000 to $10,000 a month, depending on your lifestyle. Now, the thing is this though, what do you want out of your life? Because for me, what I consider financially free is something you may not consider financially free. So we all have different kind of benchmarks and attitudes towards what is and what is not. But the point is, do the math and then calculate it backwards. So if you think financial freedom is $1 million, well, do that math. How much money do you need to save over 10 years for $1 million? 100 grand a year, right? So maybe you need to make 175K a year for 10 years, and then maybe you can hit financial freedom by the time you're, if you're 30, then by the time you're 40, you'll hit financial freedom. So just think about that, because you gotta start planting the seeds now. It doesn't just tend to happen. Sometimes it does, but generally you gotta put in the work over long periods of time. So the thing is this though, like for me personally, not having any debt and going on vacation when I want, that's financial freedom. So I just need to figure out, okay, I want to travel 6 times a year, right? And to do that, I need probably, for all those trips, I'm guessing 30 grand. And so I would probably need to be comfortably making a little bit over 150K, right? To live that life of taking those 6 vacations a year. Now, but I don't just look at it like vacations and nice cars or nice home. I look at it like the freedom to maybe do yoga at 10 a.m. I'm in North Scottsdale where I work. And I'll tell you guys, I know that there's a lot of money up there, but you'll see people, maybe it'll be 10 a.m. They'll be doing some cryo freeze thing. They'll be doing hot yoga, red light therapy. This is a work day. I'm just going to get a snack at the Whole Foods. And you'll see people just completely like, it's just a day of retirement for them. And they're my age. And so it's like, well, maybe some of them have trust money. Maybe some of them made it big in business. Maybe some of them are unemployed. The point I'm trying to make is I want to still have that freedom to make good money while being able to do those things at any time I want. Not only at, you know, 5 and 6 o'clock, because that's when I can get off of work. Because that's when everyone does those things, right? So kind of finding that balance is something that I'm kind of looking for. But I also like want to be able to do my podcast or go to conferences to network and add value. I'd love to be a public speaker on Bitcoin, finance, payments, macroeconomics. It's something I love to do. But also I want to try to add value in circular economies, like show people how to use different wallets, show people how to transmit value electronically. I think that would be pretty cool too. But the thing is, I'm pretty simple. I don't actually need a nice car. It's funny, and I don't want to sound like some kind of, you know, underachiever by saying this, but I don't want a nice home. I don't want a nice car. Right. I see those two things as traps for most people. I see it as a trap for myself. Yes, if I had a lot of money, of course I would consider getting maybe a Toyota Land Cruiser or a Bronco or a Jeep Wrangler or I don't know. You can pick the car, even a convertible, whatever it may be. The point is, that's like plan like E or F. I'm focused on plan A, B, and C, and that is building up assets, building up wealth that generates me money to buy those liabilities, not buying the liabilities first. That's what most people do. So that's just some of my thoughts on that. And the thing is this, I would love to have that freedom to travel. That for me is financial freedom. Bitcoin has helped me. Even though I'm not financially free now, I am well positioned in my life to not have to worry about money really is anymore. I mean, yeah, I can make a few bad trades, or maybe I could spend too much money on a certain activity and regret it later. But the point is, I'm not sweating about bills as much anymore. Rather, I'm trying to think about what my life purpose is, what my big thing is that I'm going to do in my life. And I can do that through a little bit more of a level head now that I have this baseline. Whereas before it was like, I need money, I need money, I gotta get there. Once you kind of get to the point where you're making good money and you kind of have that baseline, it's like, okay, well, what do you want to do now? And I'm kind of at that position right now. So I think Bitcoin has helped me, but again, like you gotta do more than just buying Bitcoin. You gotta earn more, you gotta reduce your expenses, you gotta really find ways to optimize your stack. And for me, that meant living in a one-bedroom apartment for a while. For me, that meant maybe not going out as much, maybe not. I never bought a nice car. I never bought a nice clothes, really. I kind of wait a long time to buy a new iPhone. Like, I don't really spend that much money on those kind of things. So I think we need to get on the life raft with a level head of what we need and what we want in life. Because at the end of the day, we need to know where our goal is for financial freedom. Because guess what? You can work hard every single day and not get financially free because you're falling for the same traps that everyone is. Getting a mortgage, in my opinion, now everyone has their different mindsets, but especially in this rate environment, getting a mortgage is like the biggest financial mistake you can make. You're paying more than double. You're going to be paying on a $600,000 house, 1.5 million over the life of the loan. I mean, that's absolutely insane, guys. Absolutely insane. So sometimes we just need to really think, what do we want and is it realistic? Far too much we work jobs we don't like at all. We're always getting stressed on money and work positions that don't help us build our future. And just think about it. If you had, let's just say hypothetically, 100K in the bank, what would you do? Would you still work your job? Okay, maybe not. Maybe you would work your job still. What about 500K? Would you still work your job? What would you do? Okay, now if you'd still say I'd still work the job, what about a million? And keep playing that game. And then if it hits a certain amount where you're like, wait, no, I'd do this then. Maybe that's the answer of what will bring you happiness. And maybe start working on that a little bit every evening or every weekend. Because at the end of the day, life goes by quickly. And you got to plant those seeds now if you want to live that kind of life. My thing is this, get that emergency fund, guys. 3 to 6 months. I think a year of expenses is fine. I think that's better. We're potentially going to enter a recession. We're entering tumultuous times in the markets. We're going through a period of stagflation right now. Get that emergency fund, but importantly, also study Bitcoin because Bitcoin is a tool over long periods of time that can help you weather the storm of government debt, hyperinflation, inflation, all that stuff. It will help set you up for success. So overall, I hope that this podcast provided you some value, some insights, but at the end of the day, really think about freedom, not in like material things like, oh, I want the freedom to buy a Lamborghini. Don't think about it like that. Maybe that is your answer and that's fine. But then you have to adjust your plan to get that, right? Because I know a lot of people that want Lamborghinis and big homes, and then they're playing video games every evening, or they're maybe playing too much pickleball like me. But the point is, you got to ask yourself what you want, and you need to make a plan, and you got to work on it accordingly. And that's not fun to say. That's not sexy to say. It's just the reality at hand. Anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this one. Feel free to share it, like it, comment, stream some sats. You guys are the best, and I'll catch you in the next one.